Yeah, this reminds me of another great story. I don't know whether you all know Arsenio Rodriguez, who is now in the United Nations working in Switzerland. So one day, he had come with the whole family, about 8 or 10 of them from Puerto Rico and Trinidad and other places, you know, the whole group had come. And in that, there was that little child. What was her name? Ilya.
Ilya.
You know Ilya?
Yeah.
This is 2 years ago.
You were here.
Pedro and Wanda.
Pedro, Wanda, and all of them, the youngsters and all that. Julie and all those. So that time. You were here too?
Yeah.
You were here then?
Yeah.
So then you know the story, so I need not repeat
it.
So, well, they stayed here for some weeks. And each day we were here in the hall, each weekend you may call it, each day. They might be coming, we were not here, we were at the trust office, and on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, they were all here, and we had passed very good days, remembering Baba and his love. They told us their stories, and we told our stories, and this and that, and fine. No talk, but much talk. So, this is now just as Wendy and Buzz are leaving now, this time. So, it was after tea they were due to leave, the whole lot. So, at this hour, Ilya comes here. Ilya, what is father of Eriko? What's his name?
Eli.
And this is Ilya. So, Ilya comes and jumps on my lap here and says, Baba, and all of a sudden, she looked at Baba, and there was another picture. I'm telling Ilya about this. There was another Baba picture, as big as that frame, but it had a halo drawn or portrait by fancy of the imagination of the artist. And she would look at Baba very intently, and then she would look up there. And then all of a sudden she bursts out and asks Baba, Baba, how come that I see the light behind your head here in this picture and I don't see light behind you there, behind your head here? You follow? Such are the questions the children put. So Ilya is listening to all this, eh? And there are people around here, mind you, just see what happens now. So then what Baba said, you know, Ilya? Says, well, you'll see the light behind my head too. But for that you need a different eye. It's known as a third eye. This eye opens, then you see that. With these eyes, of course, you'll see this light here. But to see light behind my head, then you need that eye. And this Ilya bursts out and says, don't you see the light that I see in the tomb? Says, where do you see the light? Do you see the light? Says, yeah, I see that huge light there. Where do you see? All are hearing all this. She took it for granted that we all see the light. I said, where do you see? At the door? Says, no, not at the door. You know, that side of the door, that window where the window is, means where Baba's head is resting there, you see. So I said, oh, you see that light? He said, yeah, and whenever I go there, I see the light there. Don't you all see the light? I said, we don't see it. Really? That's all.
Great.
Yeah. So there are things which children see and notice and we don't, and they take it for granted that we know it. It's a common thing for us. Mm.